Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Paul's Last Missionary Journey is the name of my series, and we see Paul's teaching as having an impact in Ephesus and many parts of Asia. The spiritual battle is strong as Paul's handkerchiefs are being used to heal people and cast out demons. Paul now has a base of operation where he's teaching just outside of Ephesus. The power of Jesus is being magnified. People are being healed of infirmities and demons cast out in the name of Jesus. The community is responding by burning their magic books and other books of divination. At one book burning, they burn their reference manuals for conjuring up magic spells and incantations. Someone totaled the cost of these books, and it had a value of 50,000 pieces of silver, a major investment gone up in flames. The Holy Spirit moved with force in Ephesus, where many miraculous events were taking place, with the results of the church growing and new leaders being trained. Some of the men Paul trained were Apollos, Timothy, and Erastus. Now Paul, feeling that his time was coming to an end here in Ephesus, started to have a burning desire to travel to Jerusalem and then to see the capital of Rome, the heart of the empire. The book-burning campaign caught the attention of the local merchants. A silversmith named Demetrius started to complain about the loss of income. He would make silver shrines for the god Demetrius and other idols that people would worship. In Ephesus, and now in many parts of Asia, the idol business was declining because of Paul's message. Demetrius started to talk to the other merchants. It's all about money. There's big money in religion. People have been buying expensive books to conjure up demons and incantations for the demonic realm, along with buying silver idols to worship. In my next story, we'll find out what the merchants intend to do about Paul and his school. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.